Alright, we're on. Today is Daf Samach Aleph. We're going to pick up again on Daf Samach Amad Beis by the discussion of David HaMelech. Just because we stopped in the middle, we'll just review it quickly and then go forward. Okay, so the Gemara now brings an occurrence that happened by David HaMelech, and it's tied to our sugya because it mentions the concept of Taman by Eish. So the Pasuk talks about David, it's a small Beis, it's in two places. It's in Shmuel Beis and it's in Divrei Yamin. So the Pasuk says, talks about David's in a field. He's fighting the Plishtim. He's in a field. And the Pasuk says, Vayisaved David, and David desired, Vayomer, and he said, Mi yashkini mayim mi bor beit lechem, who's going to get me water from the pit in Beit Lechem, Asher Bashar, which is next to the gate. So the Chazal right away pick up on the fact that, what's David asking for water in the middle of the battle? He wouldn't go to war without water. And then why specifically would he be asking for water from specifically Beis Lechem next to the gate? So he said, really what it is, that he was asking about halacha, mi yishkeni mayim, he wants mayim el Torah, and the shahr, but Beis Lechem is the Sanhedrin. So he was asking somebody to ask him a shayla. So the Gemara presents three positions, three ideas as what David HaMelech's shayla was. So even at the time of war, there are halachic shaylos that have to be attended to. So even at the time of war, David was asking these questions. So what happens? By Yekuush Loshes Hagiborim B'machane Plishtim, by Yishabu Mayim Yibor Beis Lechem Asher Bashar. And three brave soldiers broke through the camps of the Plishtim, and they went to get the water. They went to ask the question from the Bor Beis Lechem Asher Bashar from the Sanhedrin. And then the pasuk says, by Yisu Vayaviu El David Below Aval Ishtosam, and they brought it to David, but David didn't want to drink the water. By Yasech Otam LaHashem. And what does it mean? He wants to drink the water. We'll see soon. So the pasuk talks about what the shayla was. The question is, what's the shayla? So Makami Baile, what was his question? So three days, what the question was. Amar Rav Nachman, Tamav Eish Kami Baile. The machlokus was Tamav Eish. It was time of war. He must have set fire to a field, and he burnt someone's field, and there was stuff that was tamav. He wanted to know whether they're chayiv for what was burnt or not. So Tamav Eish Mi Baile. Not necessarily like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan, but the Shita that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan represent later on. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan were not alive at the time of David HaMelech. So, Rabbi Yehuda who says that you're chayav by Tamav Eish, or Rabbanan who says that you're potter by Tamav Eish. The Pashtulei, and they answered him what they answered him, but we don't know what the answer is. That's one Shita. Rabbi Huda says no. What's the question? It says in the same story by the Divrei Yamin, the Pasuk says, So the rest of Mar says, Gedishim de Seorim de Yisrael Habu. There were these piles and these barley, these grain piles of Yisraelim, right? The Habu Mithamri Plishtim Bahu. That the Plishtim were hiding beneath them. They were hiding underneath them. You know, nothing changes. Then they used to hide underneath the stacks. Now they hide behind women and children. But nothing changes. So Gedishim de Seorim de Yisrael Hayu. The Habu Mithamri. Well, I'll say that, right? I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, okay. The Haba Mitamre, I gotta ask. The Haba Mitamre Plishtimbu. They were hiding. The Kami Boile, right? The question was, Ma'ala Hatul Asu B'mamon Chaveru. David Melch wanted to know, can he burn down the stacks which belong to other people in order to save people's lives? What do you want? Do you want to flush them out? He wants to smoke them out. So let's burn it down. The police to come out, and then they can come out and fight like real soldiers, and not fight like cowards. He wanted them to come out. So Kami Boyle, Lahachel Ashmal Mamal Chaveru V'Shachulei. So he went to the Sanhedrin to ask that, and they sent back to him Asher Lahatzmi Atzil Atzmal B'Mamal Chaveru. It's Asher to save yourself with the money of your friend. Aval Atam Melech Atzil, but you're the king. Melech Poritz Lasso Slo Derech V'Ein Mochem Yadam. Melech can do what he wants. Listen, this is what we told the Yisrael when they came to Shmuel. But the Melech can do what he wants, so you can do what you want, even though you're not allowed to save yourself from Mamal Chaveru. We'll get back to that in a minute. It's the third. Deya, Rabbanon, the Itema, Rabbi Bamari, what did they say? Amru Gedishim de Seorim Yisrael Habu. There were Gedishim of Yisrael, there were piles of barley that belonged to Yisrael. U Gedishim de Adashim de Plishtim. And there were also piles of Adashim that belonged to the Plishtim. But Kamibayu Mahu, what's the din? Lito Gedishim shall Seorim Yisrael, Litem Lipnei Behemto, Almanas Lushalan Gedishim shall Adashim de Plishtim. I have all this flock, I need to feed them. Can I now take the food that belongs to the Israelim, give that to my animals, and then when I finish conquering the Plishtim, and I wipe them out, and I conquer all the booty over there, and take what I got there, and use that to pay back the Israelim. So, right, Shoshokulay, they said back, the Pasuk says, and Yecheskel, Chavo Yashir Rasha Gezela Yishalem. And what does that mean? Atma Pisha Gezela Mishalem Rasha. If you steal with Kavanah to pay back, it's still stealing. We'll get that, I guess, maybe even tomorrow, when we start Meruba. You're talking about stealing Amanasta to pay back, so it's still talking to the Russia, meaning you're not allowed to do it. But aval ata melech ata, but you're the king. Umelech forward slash also derech le'ein mocha miyado. Melech can, the king has the power of eminent domain. He can take over anything, and you can do it. So we have to talk about the Rav Huna question. Rav Huna says you're not allowed to be matzil atzmo mimono chaveru. Tosos right away. Tosos di matzil mahu. Small tosos, two liner. Yet it's chock full, two liners. He says iboyile ichayev l'shalem kishehitzmo atzmo ne pekuach nefesh. Changes the entire question. Our questions are you allowed to do it? It says in the Gemara. Tosos says no. The question is, vada, you're allowed to do it. Why? Because it's only the big three. This is pekuach nefesh. The shayla, only shayla is, when you do it and you're allowed to do it, the question is, do you have to repay it later? Do you have to pay back? So according to Tosos, David Melech is asking, I know I'm allowed to burn down the fields and take and destroy the money of the Yisraelim in order to save my life because the Pelishtim are hiding behind there. I need to flush them out, otherwise we're in danger. The question only is, do I have to pay them back afterwards? And that's how the Rush explains it. And that's Pashtus in Svara, is how you would think about it, but it's not Pashtus in the text. Oftentimes it goes the you know, what the Gemara says, what the Gemara means, but Pashtus. Right, so that's the problem. According to Tosos, and the Rush says, but that means usher, meaning it's usher to do it and not pay back. You would have to pay back. The Ravid has a whole other way of learning it that talks about what kavanah you have to do it, but maybe that fits him better. But you're right, the text fits him better with Rashi. Rashi, the last Rashi, when he's talking about later on, he says, holy usher lahatzos asmum mumukhabero, you're not allowed to do it. The question though is, but it's the big three. It's about Zorah, Gil, Rai, Shvichos, Damim. Now we've been big four, you're not allowed to steal. That's Yehar Gval Yavar also. This is, remember my ethics class with Rabbi Wurzburg, Al Bashal. This is called the Heinz Dilemma. Heinz Dilemma comes up. The Heinz Dilemma case was, there's a guy, his wife is sick. Wife is terribly sick, and there's one medicine that can save her. And this guy has the medicine, and he's charging a fortune of money for it. Charging more than it cost him to make it. And he says, the reason why is because I made it, I want to profit from it. So Heinz couldn't afford it. He paid him. He said, "I can give you this. I can give you that." He couldn't afford it, and in the end, it was. He broke into the guy's to the pharmacist's house, and he stole the medicine in order to give it to his wife. Is he allowed to do that? It came up also recently in Hurricane Katrina. He saw all these people. Not if they were stuck. People that were diabetics that they didn't have their insulin. They broke into the pharmacies in order to get the medication. To get the medication in order to save themselves. That's what's called Heinz Dilemma. Are you allowed to do that? According to Tosos, it seems that you're allowed to do it, provided that you repay it. According to Rashi, no, it's Yehar Gval Yavor. So everyone asks, what do you mean? Pasha Strachan asked, the Binyan Sion asked, they all ask, what do you mean? It's the big three. So the Binyan Sion basically says, no, according to Rashi, it's the big four. It's Gzela is also one of the Yehar Gval Yavors. But why is Gzela one of the Yehar Gval Yavors? So, I saw the Chasam Sofer says, because Gzela is a Avizrayu, the Shvichos Damim, because you're taking away something that belongs to somebody. But you see, it's a major machlokus as whether Gzela is Yehar Gval Yavor, and has a lot of ramifications. They bring this down, this machlokus is brought down in the discussion about organ donation. Can you allowed to be matzil yourself with somebody else's stuff? Can you be matzil atzmo, the mamon chavero? Can you be matzil somebody with organ donation? Because, well, the difference over here is a person is dead, and some people say, A, he's not alive. B, it's not mamon, it's somebody's part, it's somebody's body part. But it seems, according to some, the Nodu Yehuda, according to Chasam Sofer, it seems that maybe it would be permitted. But again, the same Binyan Sion, a lot of modern-day poskim will say, no, you can't, because you have an isser of bizayon ames. And it's not being matzil atzmo mamon chavero, because this isn't mamon, this is somebody's body. The person is not, and according to Tosfos and the Rush, the only way you're allowed to do it is if you pay them back. You can't pay back somebody who's not alive. So it goes, again, I'm not passing at all. This is Eddie Reichman's field of expertise, and also the Gedolim's fields of expertise. Well, Gedolim probably listen to Eddie anyway, but on this. But hopefully they would. But I'm in trouble today. But this couple lines of Gemara is very important into many, many shilas. Okay.
Actually, something is very left-wing about it. Like army today, they don't shoot until, they're given direct orders, the Israeli. So, similar approach. They wait for the last...
Yeah, he's waiting for the battles,
he's afraid to burn down their...
Right, yeah, there are halachic shailas even on the battlefield. You have to take into consideration. Yeah, David Melech was pretty firm. He wanted to violate halacha while he was on the field. I understand that this is a mechemes mitzvah, and maybe it's not a mechemes mitzvah. I guess according to Rashi, not. According to Tosos, there's no shaila. Go ahead, burn them out. The only question is whether you have to pay them back. And they said, really, you would have to pay them back except for the fact that you're the king.
That makes a lot of sense.
Except it makes a lot of sense in Svara, but it doesn't make sense in the words. The Gemara says, "Asur lahatzmi latzmo be'ibum mamal chaver." You're not allowed to save yourself. That's the pashtus of the words. So here you have a case where the pashtus of the words doesn't fit in the pashtus of the Svara. So that's why you have a machlokas. Okay. So now there were three. There were three cases brought down. So now the Gemara says, "Bishlam alamanda amar la'achlufe." A point of my number says that he wanted to switch the Adashim to Sorim, which is basically Shita 3. Hayanduksiv Chadkra. This is why one pasuk says in Shmuel, it says, Vatahisham Chakas Asadim Malay Adashim. It was filled with Adashim. Viksiv Chadkra, Vatahisham Malay Sorim. And the other pasuk in Divrayom says it was filled with Sorim. Yeah, because he's switching one for the other. It makes sense why the two psukim mention two different things. El Lamanda Amar, Lemikle, Ma'ibai Lulani Trekrai. According to the Manda Amar, who said he wanted to burn them. Right? He wanted to burn them out. He wanted to smoke them out. Why do I need both psukim? So Amr Loch, the Havu Nami Gedishim, Badashim, Yisrael, and Machabun Plushim. Just telling you, once they were Gedishim and they were Dashim, they were hiding behind both. So that's the one pasuk in Shmuel tells us that there was one thing there, and very young, and this is the recapitulation. It tells you the other thing was there, not such a big shayla. So Bishlama, also Lamanda Amar, Lemikle, according to the second one, that David wanted to burn out the field, right? Hainu Dixiv, it says in Shmuel Beis, by Yitziatin Betos Achelka, by Yetzi Leha, that he didn't do it. He saved the fields. He didn't do it. El Lamanda Amar Lachlufe, according to Lamanda Amar, it says Lachlufe, right? My Bayatzileh. It wasn't mean that he saved it. He didn't have any kavana to completely destroy it. He had kavana to switch it. So it's not the Lo Shavik Lachlufe. What does it mean, Bayatzileh? That they didn't allow, he didn't give them permission to do the switch. Okay, so Bishma Hani Tarti, it makes sense according to his last two, Haino Ksiv Trey Krai. That's why they're two psukim, right? They're two psukim. According to, right, one that was Mali Sa'orim and the other one that says that it was Mali Adashim, because they asked whether you could burn either both their fields, according to the second Mandamar. According to the third Mandamar, they asked whether you can switch one for the other. Elo, the Mandamar, according to Mandamar, Shetamun Be'esh Kamibai, according to the first Shita, the only Shiloh was Taman Be'esh, Mayibai Le'Krai, why do I need both Sukim? One that was filled with Adashim, one that's filled with Sa'orim. What makes a difference? It's Tamun. We're talking about Tamun. What do I need both psukim? So Amalach Tamun v'chadam hanakami v'aylei. He asked Tamun, and he asked one of the other shaylas also. Okay. Bishlam olaman dam hanitarki makes sense according to the last two shitas. Hayinu d'ksiv below abad David l'shtosam, that David didn't drink from the water. He didn't want to listen to what they said, even though he's the king and he was allowed to do it. Since it was usher for everybody else, David Amelech didn't want to do it. Right? Amar keva d'ika isura lo nichale. Since there's an isser involved, albeit I'm the king and I'm sort of permitted to do it, I don't want to do something that has a shemetz of iser. So that's why it says lo avad David l'shtosam. El l'man da'amr be'esh kamei b'ayle. According to my da'amr, says the question is whether or not they asked about tamun michde gemaru hu d'shalchulei. He's only asked the psak halacha. Is it tamun be'esh? Am I chayav to pay him or not chayav to pay? What do you mean he didn't want to listen to them? Whatever the psak was, that's what he's going to listen to. So my lo ava David l'shtosam. What does it mean? David didn't want to listen. He didn't want to drink the water. He didn't want to listen to what they said. So he says, no, de lo ami mishamayu. He didn't say the halacha in the name of the giborim who went to get the answer, right? Because amar kach mukublam yibes dino Shmuel haramasi. I had this kabbalah from the Beis Din of Shmuel. Kol hamoser atzma lomos al divrei Torah. Whoever sacrifices himself and tries puts himself in danger in order to get Torah. These guys put themselves in danger. They've had to break through the lines of the plishtim. Whoever sacrifices himself, puts himself in danger in order to get divrei Torah. Ein omrim dvar halacha mishmo. You're not allowed to say the dvar halacha in their name. So below avalishtosa means here you didn't want to say in the names of these three guborim, whatever their name was, A, B, and C. He didn't mention their names. So the Gemara says, what's the continuation of the pasuk? It says, Vayasech osam laHashem. So what does that mean? Bishlam alaman damar hani tarte. He did something to Hashem, made a nesachim, like an offering to Hashem. So Bishlam damar hani tarte mishum da avid l'shem shemayim, because he did it l'shem shemayim. He didn't want to burn it because he was the king, right? Ela alaman da amar tamam be'esh my vayasech osam laHashem. What's vayasech osam laHashem? He says the amrino mishma digmara. David said the halacha b'stam, and he didn't say in the names of the Giborim. He said in the names of Shemayim, he didn't say in the names of the Giborim, because the Giborim, again, they were most of themselves. They were most of themselves, and his Kabbalah was not to say the Bar Torah in their names. Okay? I don't know. He said Kabbalah. He had Kabbalah. Someone who risks his lives in order to learn Torah, because maybe it's Yadi Har Gval Yavar. It's a shayla, but that's his kabbalah. He's not saying, he said you don't say the Torah in their name. That's his kabbalah from Shmuel Haramasi. That's his kabbalah from Shmuel Hanavi. I don't know where that would be in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. That's his Kabbalah from Shmuel. Okay, so the next Mishnah is talking about you're setting fire, and the fire is going to jump. So how much of a space does the fire jump, and your chayav or potter from? What's the halachas here? So someone left a fire open and didn't guard it. All right, avra geder shugavoa arba amos. So they jumped a fence that's 4 amos high. Right? Oh, derech aravim, or it crossed over a derech which is aravim. We say is 16 amos across, and then it did damage. Oh, nahar, or it jumped over a river from one side to the other side. Potter. In all these cases, you are potter. Aye, so the Gemara says, we ask a stira, because our Mishnah said that if it went over a fence that's 4 amos high, you're potter. But Tanya, you have a brisa, avra geder shugavo arba amos chayev. If it goes over a fence that's 4 amos high, you're chayev. So Amar Papa, no, this is how you have to explain it outside. It depends on which way you're counting. Which way we'll do it inside. Amar Papa, Tana didanka kashim l'mal l'mata. Our Mishnah is counting from up to down, meaning Sheish Amos Potter. If it jumped a fence of 6 amos, you Potter. It jumped a fence of 5 amos, you Potter. Ad Amar Amos, until 4 amos, Potter. And it's ad the cloud. Right? Up to 4, when it gets to 4 amos, you're Potter. But Tana Bara, Milamatul Malakal Khashiv. It's talking about Chiyuv going up higher in with the fence. Shtei Amos Chayev. Shalosh Amos Chayev. But Ad Arba Amos, until you get to Arba Amos, that you're Chayev. But once you get above Arba Amos, then you're Potter. So it just depends on which way you're going. And the Machlokus is whether Arba Amos is Ad Abdechlal or Ad Vidlo Abdechlal. Okay. Amar Rabba says, Arba Amos Sha'omru de Potter, the 4 amos that we say that you're Potter, Afilu B'stei Kotzim. Even if the other side of the fence is this thorn field, which the thorns have come up often, the thorns are very easily burnt, and it's just Shriach Hezek, even if the other, you're Potter no matter what, if it jumps over 4 amos, even if the stuff on the other side of the fence is extremely flammable. And Amar Rav Papa, Misvatz Kotzim Ulamala Arba Amos. It doesn't mean that it's just a 4 amos high. It means that the fence is 4 amos above what's on the other side of the fence. Because if you have a 25-amos fence, and you have thorns that go up to 24.5 amos, that's not a 4-amos high fence, that's a half-amos high, because it's only going to go over, it only needs to travel over half an amma. It has to be 4 amos difference between the top of the fence and what's on the bottom that's being burnt. Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo shanu ela bikolachas. This halacha is only talking about a case of a kolachas, which they're giving distinctions between different types of flames. What's a kolachas? Rashi says a kolachas is eshe koleach mitamar va'ola lamala, straight up and down fire. That's the case. Aval be'nichpefes, an eshe that's nichpefes, so it's more of like a brush fire. It stays down and spreads out to the sides. Rashi says sheruach mata ota v'kofel etzdadim umafsek ashal hevet v'doleges lashon mori. That's what he said. It's more, it's a low lying fire. I would say it's akin more to like a brush fire, not high, but like going out to the sides. In that case, by nechpefes, afilu ad meya amos chayev. Even if the fence is 100 amos, you're still chayev. Why? Because I guess it's very easy to spread. I don't know how that works with flames, metzias wise. They're different. They have different characteristics depending on the fire. I guess not. I guess their assumption is not right. Shmuel says no. Shmuel's married. Mekel mas nisin bin nichpefes. Our Mishnah talk about nichpefes. Aval kolachas afilu koshul potter. But kolachas, even a small, however high the fence is, that's sufficient. Okay. We're in the middle of Samach Halacha Amud Aleph, right smack in the middle. Okay. So Tanya Kavah say the Rav. We have a brisa that supports Rav. A medvarim amurim. When do we say these words that if it goes across the derech harabim, it's putter? That's only bikolachas. Aval nichpefes ve'etzim. If it's nichpefes and etzim, right? Mitzuyim la afilo ad meya mil chayev. Even if it goes 100 mil across, if it's nichpefes, even if it goes 100 mil, it's your chayev. Over nahar, but the brisa continues. If it crosses over a river or shluis, we'll see what the shluis says later. Shehem rechavim shmona amos, that are 8 amos wide. But if it goes over a river kol shehu, or a shluis, which is 8 amos wide, putter. In that case, your putter. I don't understand the whole thing here. It's talking about here a regular flame without ruach mitsuya or with ruach she'ena mitsuya. Like what's? I guess from the beginning when you set the fire and there was no ruach mitsuya, and then the assumption is it never would have crossed this. Okay. So our Gemara said derech harabim. Derech harabim is 16 amos, right? And that's your putter. So man tana, who is the tana who holds that the distance across to make you putter is 16 amos? We're going to see it's a machlokas in the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Amarava Rabbi Lezer he. It's the shita of Rabbi Lezer. It's not because we learned the Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Omer sheish esrei amos kederech hashus harabim. That we're talking about sheish esrei amos, which is derech hashus harabim. That's the distance, and that makes you putter. Anything less, if it goes across, then I guess if it was foreseeable for it to go across, and therefore you would be chayiv. Mishnah continued and said, it's an abra geder o nahar. It went over a river, you're putter. Rav Amar, Rav says Nahar Mamash. It means a real river. Ushmul Amar Arisa Didaloi. What's talking about here? A small little stream that you use to irrigate the fields. Right? That's what it means. There's water in that little field, like an irrigation ditch. So Manda Amar Nahar Mamish, according to Rav, who says it means a Nahar Mamish, it's Apagat Lekamaya. Even if there's no water in there, because since it's wide enough, it's considered a Derech Harabim, and that's going to be enough to make you putter if the fire jumps there. But Manda Amar, but Shmuel says, Ba'arisa de Daloi, he's talking about, the Mishnah is talking about a small irrigation canal, E is be Maya in, Abalesle by Maya low. No, it's so small, the only way you make your putter is if there's water in there. I don't think it's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel here, I guess they're just talking about different Metzias. With Shmuel's Metzias, that the Mishnah is talking about this irrigation ditch, it has to be an irrigation ditch with water. Rav, who says that the Mishnah is talking about an actual riverbed, it's, as long as it's wide enough, it doesn't necessarily have to have water in there to make you putter. Okay. So now the Gemara gives a different context. We're talking about cases of what separates a field for payah. Halacha is you have fields, you have to take payah, you have to take off from the corners of the fields. Let's say you have a field that in the middle has like some ditches or a river running through it. Is that one field or two fields? Meaning you have to take only four payos, or you have to take eight from each field. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Payah in Perek Bey's Mishnah Aleph. Marcel's not here, he probably knows the Mishnayos backwards and forwards. So it says the elu mafsikim lepeya. These are the things that are mafsik for peya, which means they're mafsik lepeya. They separate the field into two fields. Now it becomes two fields. Okay, what are they? Hanachal v'hashlulis, the nachal, the river, the shlulis, v'deres hayachir, derech hayachir, and something that's 4 amos wide, like a path that's 4 amos wide, v'derech harabim, and a derech harabim. The Gemara says my shlulis. So what's a shlulis? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, mikom shemegi shamim sholim sham. It's a place. It's like a sort of reservoir where you collect the rainwater. If that's in between the fields, that separates the two fields, and now you have two separate fields and not one field. Rav Yochanan says no. Amas hamayim shemichalekes shalal lagapel. It's an irrigation ditch that's always filled with water, and it pulls out from one side to each side to irrigate the fields. Right. So he says man the amar makom shemegi shamim sholim. According to Shmuel, it says that even the shlulis is a makom shemegi shamim, just this little water collection pool. So then, kol shekein amas hamayim. Then, for sure, also an amas hamayim is going to separate and cut it into two fields. But uman da amar amas hamayim, according to second man d'amar, says that shlulis is dafka amas hamayim. Aba makom shemegi shamim sholim sham lo mafskei. That's not mafsik. Why? Because hanu ba return to amad beis hanu ba agigei da ara mikru. Those are just called like holes in the field. Some fields have ditches and holes in it, so it doesn't separate one field from the other. He's going to say that's just considered like, you know, some holes in the field that people can, that you do use things with, and it's not a separation, and it's still going to be considered one field. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamadik besok shalo. Someone lights a fire in his own field. Right? Ad kama ta'abor hadleka. Right? How foreseeable is it, how far is it foreseeable that the fire is going to spread, and that you will be chayav for the damage that takes place in that area where it spreads. So amadik eish betoch shelo, right? Ad kama ta'avor hadleka. So Elazar ben Azariah omer roin oso kehilu be'emsa base core. You have to view the fire as if it's in the middle of a base core. A base core is an area that is 274 amma by 274 amma. Okay, then you have to view yourself as you're smack in the middle, and I guess you're right. What's the middle point of the circle called? Yeah, all the geometry. I forgot also. The middle point of the circle. Yeah, the middle point. Okay. So yeah, and you have to view it out as that it can go, the fire can go out to right? Ki'iluhu be'emsa base core. You're in the middle of the base core. Look at Rashi, be'emsa base core. Im yesh lo chati base core, l'chol ruach pater. You have basically, you can go half a base core in every direction. So if it damages beyond the base core, the pater. But within a chati base core, which I guess is 170, 135, right? Whatever it is, 130 is 2. No, within you are chayim, outside your potter. Right? Im yesh lo chati beis kol chol ruach, v'kolachas u'digla ki ukmi abal nechlefes bo'eres v'lechas kol shah fil ad mea mil chayim. But he says, Rashi claims that this is only talking about a nechlefes. This is only talking about a kolachas, but a nechlefes, even until mea mil your chayim, because that's the low one. He includes, Rashi brings in the other discussion into this Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Lezer says Tezayin Amos. You only have a chiyuv within Tezayin Amos. Derech Rishus Harabim. So that's before. That's the Derech Rishus Harabim. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chamishim Amos. No, Yeshir Merchak in order is 50 Amos. Beyond 50 Amos is what's your Potter. Right, but Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, no, what are you talking about? Shalim Yishalim Hamavir Asad Eira, Hakol Lefi Hadleika. Don't give me Shiurim, like we were saying before. Look at the fire. What type of fire? How there are different types of fires, how hot the fire is. It all depends on what the fire is. Don't tell me that every fire is exactly the same. Each situation has to be judged independently. So the question is, though, when Rav Shimon says this din, we'll get to it in a second. Does Rav Shimon's din apply only to the Mishnah, this Mishnah about distance? What about the Mishnah before about the height? Does it make a difference? Rav Shimon say his din about the height also? So the Gemara says, "I the less Rav Shimon shiur b'deleika." Does Rav Shimon not hold that fires have a distance? Meaning, there's a certain distance that you chayev, a certain distance that you potter. The Hatnam, we have a Mishnah above a Basra in Perklo Yachpor, where the Bnei Ir can stop somebody from putting an oven, a tanner, in his house. They say, "Lo yamin adam tanner b'soch habayis." A person cannot put a tanner in his house. Eli in kain yish al gabo gova arba amos. There has to have from the oven to the roof up to his ceiling 4 amos. In those days, you know, it's talking about like an apartment. There was somebody on top, and if there's not the distance of 4 amos, they were afraid it would burn. It would make burn the top floor, right? Actually, al gabo arba amos. But if you're talking about you live on the upper floor, until the bottom of from the floor to the seal to the from the bottom of the tanner to the floor, there has to be 3 tefachim. Ukirab tefach. Talking about a kira, it has to be a tefach. But the Chachamim in that Mishnah say im hizik. Even if you were machlik dishiurim and it was mazik, then you nevertheless you mashal masah hizik. You nevertheless still have to pay. Even though you were mutter, we've seen this concept before. So even though it was mutter, you still have to pay if damage ensues. But Rav Shimon Omer, lo nemru shiurim halalu, they don't say these shiurim, ela she'im hizik patim l'shalim. These shiurim, these distances are created in order to potter you. But what do you see from here? That Rav Shimon says there is a certain type of distance that you're putter if you're marchik kedin. It gave a specific shiur, and if you're marchik, you're putter. So why is Rav Shimon in our Mishnah saying there's no shiur? There is type. He holds to the concept of shiur when it comes to Deleika. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Hakol Lefi Godel Hadleika." We start with Rav Shimon. What Shimon means is that when we're talking about, it all depends. It all depends on the height of the flame. Right? Just on the height of the flame. To see, I'm not sure exactly how that changes what we said, but it all depends on the height. Rashi says. If it's a higher flame, it can go further. So he says it depends on the height of the flame. It depends on the type of flame. That's how you determine. And Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon, which is I guess will make you happy. And you make it based on the different flame. It's viewed independently. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Shimon. Halacha is like Rav Shimon, and the Russian Simon Yagimel says that by Pashtus it seems that Rav Shimon is only cholik in our Mishnah, which is how far. But he's not going to be cholik on the other Mishnahs, which is necessarily the height. But the Rush brings down the rift that Rav Shimon's cholik on all cases. That each, no matter what, the height, the distance across. Rav Shimon is cholik, and he says that it all depends on the fire. Okay, next Mishnah. Now we're talking about. Now we get to the concept of tamun. And also, okay, so Mishnah says hamadik es hagadish. You set fire to the gadish of chitin or saori. You set fire to it. Bahayu bo kalim, and inside it were kalim vidalku, and these kalim got burnt up. Rabbi Huda omer mishalim masha besocher. Rabbi Huda says you pay what the fire destroyed, even the kalim, because he doesn't hold. He holds that tamun beish is still chayiv. But Chachamim say you're not mishalim. Why? Because he says Tamun is potter. So Eino mishalim ella gadish shel chitin oshel saorim. You only pay the damage that is done to the stack, but not to what's Tamun inside. Now, what's the following case? Hayu gedi kofuslo. You had some sort of sheep that was tied to the stack. The eved samachlo, and there's an eved that's next to the stack, but not tied to it. Right? V'nisraf imo. And the Eved and the Gdi get burnt up with the flame that you set to the stack. So then Yechayev. Yechayev to pay damage for the Gadish and the Gdi, because you're not Chayev Misa, because the Eved should have run away. Had you been Chayev Misa, issue of Kim Leben Rabbim, you only be Chayev Misa, you won't be Chayev to pay Mammon. But here, since the Eved was not tied, there's no Chayev Misa, because you're not Chayev for the Eved, who should have run away. It's a person, you see a fire, you don't stick around to get burnt. But Eved Kofuslo, if the Eved is tied to it, Ugedi samachlo, and even if the gedi is not tied to it, it's just samachlo, the nisraf imo, and they both get burned up, then putter. You're putter on the gedish. You're putter on the gedi also. You're putter for mammon. Why? Because you're chayav misa for killing the eved, and you have the issue of kim leib derabim minei. Now the Mishnah goes back. What? I don't think so. Because the Mishnah Pasuk says, V'chiyaki ish es avdo oes amaso b'sheves umes tachas yado nakam yinakem. And we learn out from there that it's a chi of misa. You can't kill somebody. It's because you're an eved. You can't kill them. Chi of misa. You took away human life. Right? Yeah, of course. Why they use the concept of an eved, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, but what about the first case where you can say the first he wasn't tied? Okay, also, why is this case smack in the middle of Taman? We're talking about Taman. Okay, now the safe wasn't talking about Taman. In the middle, you have this concept of Kimli the Rabbani, of burning. I don't know why it's smack. I'm sure they talk about it. I just don't have time to look. Why? That, why? What's the construction of the Mishnah that it's right there? I don't know. If you have to talk with the Shilas. What happens? It depends. Could they have gotten out? I don't know. But maybe they could have gotten out. Maybe the fire is beneath them. They could have gotten out. If they just sit there and let the fire come to them, but you have to look at the facts of the case. The plane goes into the World Trade Center on the 86th floor and people are stuck on the 103rd floor. They can't get out. If they're on the first floor, maybe they could get out and you wouldn't be high. It depends. It all depends on, let's put Rav Shimon in everything. It depends on the situation. You know? So the guy's in a wheelchair, so the guy's on crutches. So the guy didn't know. The guy, you know, the guy had three paraplegics he had to carry down with him. You know, different issues. Yeah, but you have to assume that was the condition. Is you can't just say it blew in and he could have gotten out. Maybe he could have gotten out. Look at the situation. That's what you need to dayan him for. Okay, Mishnah continues. Modim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda, but the chachamim who say that tamei the eishes pater, they agree to Rabbi Yehuda. The madlik es habira. If you burn down, maybe similar to your case, you burn down a house. Shehu mishalim kol masha besocho. That even what's inside the house is not considered tamun, and you have to pay for it. Shekein derech bnei adam lahaniach ba'batim, because the derech bnei adam is to put their items in the batim. The Chazon Ish says that the reason why is that this isn't tamun, because it's part of the house. The objects in the house are part of the house, so therefore it's not considered tamun. Okay. Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says machlokus b'madlik b'sok shalo. This machlokus on whether or not you chayiv or not chayiv by tamun is only if you light the fire in your own shus, your own reshus, and you didn't watch it. Then it went and it ate and burnt down in the reshus of your chaver. The Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv on this case tamun veish. Rabbanan patri on this case tamun veish. Aval b'madlik b'sok shal chaveru. If you light the fire in your friend's field, divrei kol kol mashe b'soko. Right, in that case, if you go into your friend's field and light in your friend's field, everyone agrees, even Chachamim agree that you're chayav for tamun in that case. I guess the svar being is because the whole reason why tamun is potter is because you shouldn't have it. You shouldn't. How do you know that your stuff in the stack? But in your friend's field, in my own field, I can put stuff anywhere. So you should have assumed. I'm thinking maybe you should have assumed that there will be stuff in the dish. I don't know how halachah I say. You got to ask the dayanim and the poskim. If you light something in the street and it does what?
Express
to your friend's house. We just said Mishnah said in your friend's house, even chachamim agree that you chayev. Yeah, but it burnt in your friend's house. Even chachamim, he's laying in the streets of Shus Arabim. That's not your home, Shus.
No,
yeah, but let's say you live in the street. So what's where are you?
What's the street
considered? Shus Arabim. It's not your Shus. It's why he's shamed Shus Arabim. That's the case. It's in the street. Rishus Aravim is Rishus Aravim. It's not yours. Amalei Rava says, "E hachi, if you are correct that your potter by the tour of Talmud is only said if your madlik betok Rishus, if your madlik is not said if your madlik betok Rishus Yol Chaveru, so Adasani Seifa. Look at the Seifa. Why is it saying the Seifa? Modi Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda the madlik is Abiira Shemesharim Kol Mashav Asochos Shekain Derech Pani Adam Aniach Babatim. Why does Rabbi Yehuda? Why do we have to say that Ravanan is Moda in his other case of burning down the house?" Let him say that Yehuda's moda in a similar case to what you're discussing. Should have said the medvar that you put on kelim. That's the madik b'sok shalov hochel ochel b'sok shalchaveru. Aval madik b'sok shalchaveru. The divrei kol mashal kol mashay b'soko. He should have the machlokas in that case. The Mishnah should give the what the chachamim are agreeing to a parallel case. Not to a case of burning down a house, but a case of burning down a field. You're only potter if you start the fire in your field. If you start the fire in somebody else's field, you're chayav. Why go on to the case of talking about a house? So Gemara says, El Amar Rava, this is the machlokas. Betarti pliki. There's a two-way machlokas between Ravana and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Pligi b'madlik b'sok shalo v'hochav ochav b'sok shal chavero. They're cholek if you let the fire in your own field and it went and ate and destroyed in the other field. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev atamun v'esh. Rabbi Yehuda's chayev. Rabbanu Sabri lo mechayev. Rabbanu holy, you're not chayev for the tamun. You're not chayev. Upligi nami, and they're also have a machlokas the madlik bishel chavero, that you're madlik in your friend's field. The Rabbi Yehuda Sover Mishalom Kol Masha Haya Besocho. Rabbi Yehuda said you chaya for everything that's in the field. Vafilu anarchy, even if your guy had a money pouch that was hidden in there, which is not the derech to hide it in your field, you're still chayiv. Rabbanan Savre, Rabbanan say no. Kalim shadarkin lahatmin begadish shigon morigin uklei bakar, the things that you would typically hide in the gadish, like a I guess a pitchfork or some sort of things that you use for the how does our school define those two words?
Threshing tools, cattle gear.
Okay, so threshing tools or cattle gear, for those things you would be chayiv. Who the mishalim? Kalim shein darkin lahatmin begadish, but the kalim that's not the derech to hide in the gadish, like the arnaki, because you don't usually keep your wallet with money outside in your field. Lo mishalim. In that case, he would say, the Ravana would say that you would not be mechayev. But they would agree that if you lit the flame in the gadishal chavero, you still have to pay for things for kalim that's darkin lahatmin. Okay, stop here. Finish samach aleph. Finish samach beis tomorrow. You start meruva. Have a good day. Look at Shabbos. All right.